Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Labor Relations Process by William H. Hawley, William H. Ross, and Roger S. Wolters is a business and industrial relations textbook that explains how labor relations function in practice. Now in its 11th edition, it is designed to give students a structured view of unions, collective bargaining, labor agreements, arbitration, and the broader relationship between labor and management. The book is not a theoretical overview alone. It draws on the author's long professional and teaching experience in labor relations and arbitration, which gives it a practical orientation. Its scope extends from the historical development of the labor movement to contemporary issues such as government employment, white-collar labor relations, and international trends. Because of that range, the book serves both as an introduction and as a reference for understanding how negotiated workplace systems operate and why they remain central to modern employment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a broad history of organized labor and its continuing evolution. One of the book's core strengths is its historical framing of the labor movement. Rather than treating labor relations as a fixed set of rules, it presents organized labor as a process that developed over time and continues to change in response to economic, legal, and social pressures. This matters because readers can see why unions, bargaining structures, and labor law look the way they do today. The historical approach helps connect early labor sangharsh and institutional developments with current practices such as contract negotiation and dispute resolution. It also gives context for the emerging trends the book highlights, showing that labor relations are shaped by long-term changes rather than isolated events. By starting with history and moving toward the present, the book creates a framework for understanding continuity and change in the labor movement. That makes it useful for readers who need more than definitions. They need a sense of how labor relations became a central part of employment systems and why they still matter in contemporary workplaces. Secondly, collective bargaining as the central mechanism of labor relations. The book gives collective bargaining a central place because it is the primary process through which unions and management define wages, hours, benefits, and working conditions. The explanation is important not simply because bargaining exists, but because the book shows how bargaining structures the entire labor relations system. A labor agreement is not presented as a static document. It is the product of negotiation, compromise, and formal rules that govern future conduct. This emphasis helps readers understand why bargaining outcomes affect both day-to-day workplace behavior and long-term labor stability. The book also connects bargaining to larger issues such as healthcare costs, pensions, productivity, and alternative work arrangements, which shows that negotiations are not limited to salary disputes. They are part of a broader economic and organizational system. By treating bargaining as a process with institutional consequences, the text helps readers understand how labor relations balance conflict and cooperation, and why negotiated agreements are essential to managing modern employment relationships. Thirdly, the rights and responsibilities of unions and management. Another major topic is the relationship between labor and management, especially the rights and obligations each side holds within an organized bargaining system. The book does not reduce this relationship to simple conflict. Instead, it explains that labor relations operate through formal roles, legal boundaries, and reciprocal responsibilities. Unions are shown as representatives of employees with duties related to advocacy, bargaining, and contract enforcement, while management is responsible for maintaining operations, administering policy, and responding to union activity within established rules. This balanced framework is important because it clarifies why labor relations cannot be understood from only one perspective. The book's practical value lies in showing how each side's rights shape negotiations, grievance handling, and cooperation after agreements are signed. Readers can better understand the limits and possibilities of workplace authority, as well as the institutional checks that govern employer-union interaction. By focusing on both sides of the relationship, the text presents labor relations as a structured system of competing interests that must still function within shared rules. Fourthly, grievance handling, arbitration, and contract administration after the agreement. The book pays close attention to what happens after a labor agreement is reached, which is often where labor relations become most practical. Contract administration, grievance procedures, and arbitration are treated as essential parts of the process rather than afterthoughts. This is a valuable perspective because a labor contract has little meaning unless there are reliable methods for interpreting and enforcing it. Grievance handling shows how disputes are managed internally when one side believes the agreement has been violated, while arbitration provides a formal mechanism for resolving disagreements outside ordinary management decision-making. The text's arbitration focus reflects the author's expertise and gives the book a procedural depth that many introductory texts lack. Readers learn that labor relations require ongoing administration, not just negotiation at the bargaining table. That helps explain why labor relations specialists need skills in interpretation, documentation, and dispute resolution. The book therefore presents the workplace agreement as a living system, maintained through clear processes that reduce uncertainty and preserve stability. Lastly, labor relations beyond the traditional industrial workplace. The book broadens its discussion beyond classic unionized manufacturing settings by addressing government, white collar, and international labor relations. This expansion is significant because it shows that labor relations is not confined to one sector or one national model. Public employment often involves different legal frameworks and bargaining constraints, while white collar and non-traditional workplaces raise questions about representation, professional identity, and changing work arrangements. International context further widens the analysis by reminding readers that labor relations develops differently across countries, even when similar bargaining concepts are present. This comparative and sector-wide perspective makes the book more relevant to modern employment patterns, where service work, public administration, and cross-border economic activity are increasingly important. It also helps readers avoid assuming that labor relations is only about factory unions or historical industrial disputes. By treating labor relations as adaptable across sectors and systems, the book shows its continuing relevance in a changing economy and gives students a wider understanding of where collective employment issues arise. In conclusion, the labor relations process is best suited for students, instructors, human resource professionals, labor relations practitioners, and readers who need a serious introduction to union management relations. It is especially useful for anyone who wants a practical understanding of collective bargaining, contract administration, grievance systems, and arbitration rather than a purely legal or purely managerial account. One of its main advantages is its breadth. It combines historical development, institutional structure, and workplace procedure in a single framework. Another distinguishing feature is the authorship, which brings substantial real-world experience in arbitration and labor relations, giving the text a credible applied perspective. Compared with many textbooks in the field, it is notable for its emphasis on how labor relations actually operate across different sectors, including government, white-collar settings, and international contexts. Readers who want to understand the labor relations system as an ongoing process of negotiation, enforcement, and adjustment will find it especially valuable. It stands out because it treats labor relations not as a narrow legal specialty, but as a durable framework for managing conflict and cooperation in employment relationships. If you would like to support William Holly, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.